Interview with Axelta's Intellectual Property, IP, Officer, Aaron Cohen. This is in follow-up to our interview with Axelta's CEO, Dr. Itzhak Angel, who highlighted Axelta's unique technologies for enabling large-scale growth of cells in suspension. This interview features insights from Aaron Cohen, Axelta's Head of Business Development and Intellectual Property, IP, Officer. Mr. Cohen speaks about Axelta's extremely robust patent position that includes IP licensed from the Alfred Mann Institute at the Technion, as well as new IP that is being originated at Axelta. Founded in November 2012, Axelta has an extremely robust intellectual property position with around 60 patents spread across 7 different patent families, the majority of which have already been allowed or granted. To quote Cohen, Axelta is a small company with the IP of a big company. However, it is both the IP position and the unusual know-how within the company that give it its edge. With members of the Axelta team contributing decades of experience in stem cell research. To learn more about Mr. Cohen's perspective on Axelta's pioneering stem cell culture technologies, including how these technologies will impact Axelta's clients and the stem cell marketplace at large, enjoy the interview below. Interview with Axelta's Head of BD and IP Officer, Aaron Cohen. Kate Hildreth, Aaron Cohen, as Head of Business Development for Axelta, what do you perceive as Axelta's strengths within the stem cell marketplace? Aaron Cohen, we are actively seeking potential partners and customers in order to do custom-made process development, like Dr. Angel had mentioned. These companies could be regenerative medicine companies, or they could be companies that are involved with cell therapy and clinical stage research. We are also interested in big pharma, medium-sized pharma, and contract research organizations, CROs, that do discovery. As you know, there is a growing trend of shifting from animal models to models that are more relevant to humans. I think that stem cells could be an ideal solution for high-throughput drug screen and development. So, we are putting forth efforts in varied areas and getting interest from different types of companies for custom-made process development. We are also seeking to educate the scientific community outside of Axelta about our technology and its advantages. Our technology is not obvious to everyone, as stem cells have historically needed feeder cells in order to grow, or some other adherent surface. Now, a small company from Israel is saying that we can grow and expand and differentiate stem cells in suspension using adherence-free, feeder-free methods. This is not obvious to those who are used to specific methodologies, because it is a technical revolution. In addition, we are not only working to be visible to the companies who we could help, but we also need to explain what this miracle is about. I am the intellectual property, IP, officer of the company, and it is daily work. We have 7 patent families, covering primarily suspension, differentiation, and all types of media to grow, expand, and differentiate stem cells in 2D and in 3D. Axelta is a small and young company with the IP of a big company. This IP position gives us not only the freedom to operate, but also an exclusivity. If someone wants to grow stem cells in suspension, the company must come to us in order to be able to do that. The potential for growing stem cells in suspension is skyrocketing, and I think the industry is going to know about us and appreciate what we have. We are also becoming more and more involved in conferences, partnering meetings, and we have in our pipeline poster presentations and other interesting things to share with the world on top of our already established IP. Kate Hildreth, how many patents do you have? Aaron Cohen, we have 7 patent families. There are some patent families in which there are 15 different types of applications, whereas other patent families have only 7 to 8. In total, Axelta has around 60 patents, and this number is constantly growing. Importantly, they are at relatively advanced stages, either allowed or already granted. We are currently working actively to expand Axelta's IP. The majority of the IP that we have currently is IP that we have licensed from the Technion. But we are working to actively submit new IP originating from and developed at Axelta. This will continue to expand our IP portfolio and our dominance in the area of stem cell culture. From our perspective, it is not just about IP. It is also know-how within Axelta that provides value to our clients and partners. We have many, many recipes pertaining to different suspension and differentiation procedures. But it is not enough to just give someone the recipe. The know-how within Axelta is unbelievable, as we have people who have dedicated their lives to stem cell research. In particular, I should give credit to Dr. Michal Umet. Kate Hildreth, Can you tell me more about your know-how and how that was acquired by Axelta? Aran Cohen, Dr. Ahmed is our Chief Technology Officer, CTO. She came from the famous Stem Cell Center at the Technion, where she was the head of the laboratory. Then she left the Technion and joined us as our CTO. She is one of the founders of Axelta, and her knowledge includes 20 years dedicated to stem cell research. She is very humble, but she is definitely a pioneer in this field, and her know-how about scaling stem cell culture is unbelievable. So, it is not just our intellectual property. It is also how we manage and implement this IP into our process development. This will also give us a significant advantage as we enter the arenas of 3D printing and tissue fabrication, because we can handle stem cells with an extreme level of expertise. Kate Hildreth, Axelta is seeking to enter several early-stage markets, including 3D printing and biofabrication. How does your educational process impact your efforts in these markets? Aran Cohen, yes, we are a small company from Israel. Now we need to educate the large companies from Europe, Japan, and the US. It is a paradigm shift that there is a technology that can now grow cells in suspension and do it faster, cheaper, and more efficiently while creating stem cell populations that are also high quality and homogeneous in nature. On top of all that, we can do it in xeno-free and feeder-free culture. It is extremely important to educate clients, because the laboratories and companies that are using a stem cell are usually very conservative. Once they set up conditions and have an experimental setup where the cells are happy and growing, they are very reluctant to change it. So there is a kind of conservatism in this field which is natural, because it takes a lot of time to find for specific cells the very right conditions and the right growth rates. This produces a lot of conservatism. It is not simple to tell someone that things can now be done differently. Therefore, we are working very hard to try to break through this wall of conservatism, and education is an essential element. To learn more about Axelta's revolutionary solutions for better affordability and quality of stem cell culturing, visit axelta.com. Or, click here to view our recent interview with Dr. Itzhak Angel, CEO of Axelta.